An independent inquiry into the status of teaching and education has been announced by the New South Wales Teachers Federation. The inquiry comes after an increase in funding for education in the 2019 budget. However, non-government bodies say the funding isn't getting to the area of greatest need. Eva Blackmore has the details.
A new and independent review into the status of teaching has been announced by the New South Wales Teachers Federation, who yesterday commissioned former WA Premier Jeff Gallop to chair the inquiry. It'll look into how much the work, workload and conditions of public school teachers and principals have changed over almost 20 years, and what should be done to rectify the slow decline in nationwide education results. The investigation will hold public hearings across the state, collecting submissions from teachers and principals and examining policies and reforms imposed on the sector since 2004. Mark Northam is the president of the New South Wales branch of the Independent Education Union of Australia. The union deals mostly with Catholic and independent schools, but he says they're in full support of the inquiry.
Yeah, look, our union is entirely laudatory of what the New South Wales Teachers Federation is undertaking. We entirely understand that there's a logjam with the status of the profession, and there's a particular logjam in New South Wales with a 2.5% salary cap, which is embedded in legislation.
Having been a teacher himself, Mark notes that it would be worth revisiting the practice of work value cases for teachers. Work value cases involve the teachers sitting down with representatives for their state government and essentially detailing the hits and misses of the current curriculum and the funding model.
Yeah, look, there's a higher degree of accountability and complication for teachers. So the missing element, I think, Eva, is as follows, that national reform agreements dealing particularly to education come out of Canberra, which is a good and useful thing, a government setting a direction as to where they might want to go. The missing element is the impact of those changes on the work of teachers inside classrooms. The problem in New South Wales at the moment is there hasn't been one of those work value cases for teachers to be able to put what they do on the table and determine whether it should be re-evaluated in terms of pay and getting rid of the salary cap. That's the missing element.
Andrew Lamming is the chair of the Committee of Employment, Education and Training, a committee formed at a federal level to determine the status of teaching in their own inquiry back in 2018. The inquiry ceased due to the 2019 election, but not before they heard submissions leading to key findings of teachers suffering from a lack of funding, overwhelming workload, and lack of mentoring or support. He says he hopes this state-based inquiry leads to better results, but also questions how we're measuring that success within schools.
If we're talking about what works and what doesn't, how do we measure what works? Is it in ATAR scores? Is it NAPLAN scores? Is it school attendance? There's many ways of measuring a successful education system, but we don't yet have agreement on how we do measure it.
But Andrew says that there is bipartisan agreement on funding in the education sector.
Both sides of politics have increased funding enormously in both the state and the independent school system. How do we know that these increases in funding, which outstrip every other country, no other country is getting extra money into their education system like Australia. Are we actually getting results with that extra money, or are we simply financing a system that's not working very well by sprinkling the money across what is and isn't working? Because in the end, we may be getting no results for that extra investment.
Although the 2019 budget did allow for an increase in funding, educators are saying it's a discrepancy in the allocation of funds that's the issue. Kathy Bates is the subject coordinator of the undergraduate teaching degree at the University of Technology, Sydney, and worked as a teacher for over 20 years. She says that both private and public schools need to be treated the same.
I'm for public education. I'd like to ask how many politicians send their children to state schools over private schools. And all I can say is in the coalface, there are good schools that are funded well. Parents still are pouring money into schools, whether it be public or private. Why are we having to pinch penny for that?
Kathy says that she's dubious that this independent inquiry will lead to bigger changes, but rather simple changes are the answer to supporting Australia's teachers.
Giving teachers more time to teach, less time to be having to prove who they are and what they do, allowing them the support they need is what we need to do. And let's hope that something comes out of it other than more paperwork and something else to read.
The report following the inquiry is due in early 2021.
Eva Blakemore ending that report.